Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. The website is growgreat.com. You are listening to the Grow Great Daily Brief podcast, number 208 for Friday, May the 17th, 2019. Figuring out where you want to go. Yesterday, we talked about figuring out what you want to change about yourself. Today, let's focus on where you want to go. We're going to wrap up this series on self-awareness. I'm not assuming that where you are currently isn't where you want to be, but I will assume that it's not necessarily where you want to stay. I'm not advocating that we go around feeling dissatisfied, discontented, or unhappy with our current position, because you may be at a terrific spot. You may not be in a terrific spot. And you may be all of those things, dissatisfied, discontented, and unhappy. And it's okay if you're not close to your ideal, but it's not going to be profitable for us to just dwell on that without taking action. You're going to hear that theme throughout the next few minutes. So the bottom line for today is the goal of figuring this out so you can do something about it. I have a question. What do you most want to be known for? What do you want to be known for? I mean, that really is the deal. It's the culmination of figuring out where you want to go. When people think of you, what do you most want them to think? These get to the heart of what's important to you. Person who wants to be known for something behaves in ways congruent with being that. And it doesn't matter what it is. When I was in college, I remember reading quite a lot about writing and writers. Somewhere along the way, I read something profoundly simple, but the more I thought about it, the more I realized that it spoke to any activity. It was a two-word sentence, and I would happily give attribution to whoever wrote it, but it was far too long ago for me to remember. And here's the sentence that captured my imagination, and it still does. Writers write. Writers write. Well, I thought about that at the time, and I thought about it for a long, long time. I still think about it because it is ridiculously accurate. Writers write. It's what they do. It's what they're known for. It's what people think of when they think of them. Now, I'm not saying that it's all-encompassing and that people don't think of anything else about them, but it is likely the primary thing. Stephen King is a writer. He writes. Now, apply that sentence structure, writers write, apply that to where you most want to go, the thing that you most want to accomplish. Now, I'm going to encourage you to start by growing, by going macro. Go big picture. Pull way out. And then drill down to the micro. Zoom in and go however deep, however detailed you want to go. Leaders lead. Bosses boss. Painters paint. Musicians play. What do you most do? What do you mostly want to do? Now, you're quickly going to discover that this is largely about your identity. And it begins with how you see yourself. And from there, it morphs into how other people see you. And that's a big part of figuring out where you want to go. Coming to terms with how you most want to see yourself. All week, there's been this underlying focus on a very important element of self-awareness and your personal growth, and it's your self-respect. It's how you feel about yourself. Being comfortable in your skin because, well, you like who you've become. You agree and you approve of what you're trying to become. Sure, you know it's a journey, but so far so good. You're pleased with the direction, you're pleased with the progress, mostly, or you're not. And in either case, you can do better. We can all do better. It's about feeling good about the effort. Last week, I talked about why happiness may not be the very best goal because it's a moment that we're chasing. Joy may be a better representation of what we most want because that's longer lasting. Let's focus on the effort of figuring out where we want to go because it's active. It's not passive. We have to do something other than merely thinking about it. Writers write. They don't sit around thinking about writing. They write. So once again, what do you do? What do you most want to do? And if those are different, I'm going to ask the question, why? Why are you doing something that's different than what you most want to do? And we're talking about you and your personal growth, your professional growth. Are you sure you know where you want to go? Are you sure it's where you want to go and not where somebody else wants you to go? When I was a kid, There was a TV show on called This Is Your Life. I'll embed an episode over at the website. Just go to growgreat.com and find episode 208 for May the 17th, 2019. There's an episode that they did with the actress Betty White. The host of the TV show, he would surprise the celebrity guest, and he would walk them into the studio where the audience would be and where the show was produced. And along the way in doing the TV show, he would tell their story. And he would surprise them with people from their past and from their present. Usually it would be a voice that would be uttered off camera, and they would try to place that voice, and do I know this person? And of course, they did know the person. They may not recognize the voice because it may have been a voice from 20, 30 years ago. It was considered a big honor, and most of the shows were clearly filled with emotions. Well, this is your life. This is your life. Nobody else is going to account for your life. You're going to answer for it, just you. We've already stressed the importance of accepting responsibility for your own choices, decisions, behavior, and actions. So this is on you. You may as well make the most of it. You may as well accept it as fact because it is fact. When people think of you and who you are, well, they're thinking of you. Now, they may associate you with others, but you are you. So like we said yesterday, let's own it all. Let's own every bit of it. Why not? It's our life. Where are you right now? It's perfectly fine. In fact, it's likely beneficial for us to examine how far we've come. You've learned some things. You now understand some things. You have grown. That takes some time to reflect and give yourself credit for where you are. Give thanks. Be thankful for where you are. Count your blessings. Now, where do you want to go from here? This is at the heart of figuring out where you want to go. Sure, it is partly an ideal that you may be chasing long term, but it's largely some things that you're just unhappy with about yourself. Don't go too many days in a row not liking yourself. There's that self-respect again. Start being more true to who you most want to be by defining your direction and do it more precisely. This is where so many people, I think, just get this wrong, is we take an aim and we just aren't precise enough in our aim. If I call you up and say, hey, would you come pick me up? And you say, sure, text me the address. And so I text you the address where I'm at. I'm at 2024 Easy Street. Well, you can go to 2024 Easy Lane. I'm not going to be there. You can go to 2025 Easy Street. And you're still not going to find me. Close isn't on target. It's not precise enough to get the job done. So stop being too general in figuring out where you want to go. Think, then do. Put in the work that your ideal self would put in. When I was young, I wanted to write. So guess what I did? Yep, I started writing a lot. Don't wait until you think you've reached the destination. That's not how you're going to find me at 2024 Easy Street. You're going to have to get in your car and you're going to have to navigate and drive to get there. You can't, at least yet, instantly teleport yourself there. You have got to take the actions necessary to take you there. Well, hello. Ditto for figuring out where you want to go. Lean in hard to the verb go. Go. Because today's title says it all, figuring out where you most want to go. You know how to get to where you want to go? Yeah, you go. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is Grow Great. Today's episode, all the episodes are brought to you by The Peer Advantage by Bula Network. Bula Network is my company. I'd give you the backstory, but you can find it over the website. Just click on that about page or something. Bula is a Fiji term. It means life. Life is good. It's analogous to aloha in Hawaiian. Nah, not from Fiji. You can go to the website and find out the backstory about how I found that term and fell in love with it. But it's my company name. And Bula Network is morphing into what I'm calling a peer advantage company. I'm assembling a peer advantage group, a mastermind group, if you please, of 7 small business owners from around America. Yeah, around America. Sorry for my friends in Europe and Australia and elsewhere, but time zones. It's just time zones. It's not any bias on my part. It's just strictly time zones. 7 small business owners from around the United States. And by business owners and by small, I just am looking for people who are close enough to the work. not really interested in the ivory tower types. Nothing wrong with it. It's great. If you're occupying the top floor of an ivory tower, man, life must be wonderful. But I'm interested in people that are close to the work. Small, it could be a few million bucks a year. It could be hundreds of millions of dollars a year. I don't really so much care about headcount, and I don't care about revenue. I care about the proximity of the owner to the work. Operators, if you please. So if you have any interest in joining yourself to a professional paid-for group like the Peer Advantage by Bula Network, let me encourage you to go visit the website, thepeeradvantage.com. This is a virtual group, no meetings in person. We will meet virtually online using a video conferencing platform, and we'll put in the work, and we're going to put in the work to grow great. And there you have it. We've wrapped it up for another week. Go make it a great Friday. Have a terrific weekend. And Lord willing, we'll come back and we'll do it all over next week. See ya.